Blog Talk
What up,
Radio.
What up, what up? What up, what up, what up? I'll meet you with it one more time. What up, what up, what up? Ha ha, it's your boy Peter Richardson. Peter the Rock Richardson, let me be exact. Right now I'm coming to you live straight out of the LBK. Some people like to call it the Hub City, but I call it Lubbock, Texas. Right now I'm live in Super 8 right off of I-27, just in case if you're driving around and want to get down with me, try to see what's going on with Soul Radio. Yeah, okay, well, let's get down to business. Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. This is something I've been doing for about a couple years now. Actually, I just had my two-year anniversary the other day, but man, I just want to say that I'm blessed and I'm here to stay, and nothing's going to get in my way besides the devil that's in the ground, but I'm trying to let you, I ain't going to let him get down, you heard? Yeah, man, just to give you a little update what's been going on with me, man, this has been a crazy year. That's all I can say. It has been a crazy year. A few months ago, man, you know, my life's just been, it's just like a roller coaster. That's all I can say. It's just like a roller coaster, man. One day you be so high, be going so up, then you might hit some adversity. Then when you go to hit the adversity, you might level out, but then you know what they say, it's easier to dig a hole than it is to get up out of it. But I tell you what, if you keep your faith and keep moving forward, then no matter what's coming at you and keep doing what you got to do, you're going to get there. But I'm going to tell you one thing, nothing in my life is perfect. Nothing will ever be perfect, but that doesn't mean I can't have a perfect attitude, you heard me? Only thing that you can control in this world is your attitude. You can't control the weather. You can't control what your girl think about you. You can't control what your parents think about you. You can't control what your kids do. You can't control how your kids think. You can't control what your boss do. You don't control what you do sometimes. But you can control what you think. Those who control what they think can control what they do. Just like that. Well, all right, man. You know, get a little bit of weather update. It is a little chilly outside. Let's just put it like that. Right now in Lubbock, Texas, it is, I say, what, 28 degrees. A little bit of more ice on the road. So if you're out there hitting the loop, going down 50th Street, 19th Street, those streets really aren't that bad right now. But if you're the loop, that's really not that bad. But it's just right now, it's the cold. The water on the pavement is kind of freezing up a little bit. So if you ride on some residential streets that's really not getting a lot of activity, tires, you know, not going on that tall the street like that, you know, just pump the brakes a little bit. You don't want to go too fast, especially if you got kids in the car. But if you're actually on the East Coast, there has been a tornado touchdown. There's a real big tornado threat in North Florida, South Georgia, South Carolina, and Southeast Alabama. Ooh, I'm originally from Oklahoma, so I know all about them tornadoes. So, yeah, that's really Tornado Alley. So if you got a storm cellar, you might want to go ahead and get in it. If not, go ahead and get in the bathtub, get in the hallway. You know, if you get in the bathtub, put a mattress over. If you get in the hallway, get down. Everybody was taught how to do it in elementary school. Get down in the hallway, put your hands over your head, and things like that. So right now it's 28 degrees in Lubbock. You got a tornado touchdown, or it's a big tornado alert in North Florida, South Georgia, South Carolina, and Southeast Alabama. So that's the weather, man. So I'm going to tell you one thing. Soul Radio, I'm all about positive, all about positivity. And today's topic is Miss Me. Miss me with that, mommy? Or you want to come at me with something negative? Miss me with that. Or your partner telling you can't do this? Miss me with that. Or your grandma telling you can't be no actor, you can't be no professional athlete? Miss me with that. Or my mama telling me I can't go outside unless I do my homework? Nah, I'm just playing. You got to do your homework, though. But if your mama come at you saying that you can't do something extra with your homework, tell your mama, miss me with that. Or your daddy don't think you're going to go out there and run that 4-3-2, tell him, miss me with that. Or some of your homies or some of your friends or some of your colleagues think you're going to go in there and do bad on your finals because you didn't study, tell them, miss me with that. Attitude brings everything. Without attitude, you have nothing. It don't matter what your mama think of you, what your friend think of you, what your girlfriend think of you, what your wife think of you. Don't matter what the dude that's sitting right next to you think of you. It doesn't matter. Tell them, miss me with that. If they don't miss you with it, they're going to get you with it. You know what I mean? So don't let them get you with it, because once they get you with it, they're going to want to stick with it, and then it's going to stick with it, and then you're going to be sitting there thinking, like, what happened? What happened? Did you used to not smoke weed or drink alcohol through your whole high school career while you was playing sports? But now you find yourself trying to get, what they say, turn up? trying to go buy a 40, I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and say I have it because I have it. If somebody's sitting up here, I'm raising my hand right now. In high school, I never took a drink, never took a smoke. But when I start going through this thing called life, it kind of makes the things a little easier. But I'm going to tell you, some of the, like my pops always told me, some things you can experiment with, some things you can't. And drugs and alcohol are something that people are, let's say, because some people, alcohol is legal. You can go to the store right now and get it out the store. If you of age, correct? And get it out the store if you're of age. But if not, then you can't buy it, right? But alcohol is a drug. But even though alcohol, you can get it anywhere out of it. Weed is a drug. But you just can't go. You got to go to, they just passed a law in a few more states, you know, Washington. Dang, you know, I'm not gonna give you no false information, but I have to do some research on that. But I'm really not into that. But I'm just letting you know. Sometimes you find yourself going down that road that you never really traveled down before. We were just in high school. Certain things didn't get to you. You know, I remember one thing I used to always say when people offer me stuff. I'm an athlete. I don't want to do drugs. I don't want to smoke weed. I don't want to smoke cigarettes. I don't want to smoke Black and Miles. I don't want this Bud Light. I don't want this Budweiser. Miss me with that. Miss me with it. Do it. No, get up out my face. You heard me? Get up out my face. Miss me with it. And if people try to pressure me, you know, it was just something that, you know, that to a point, people were just like, nah, we know we ain't gonna offer Pete none because, you know, Pete don't get down like that. So then you went from high school, then you went to college, and then your first year you really didn't do anything. But then your sophomore, junior year, next thing you know, you spiraling, you turning up, you crunk, you at every club, man, you might have become a promoter. It doesn't even really matter, but now you turn into a different person than what you were, than who you were that got you there. Some people say if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But sometimes it might be broke and you might not even know it's broke. You heard me? Sometimes it might be broke and you don't even know it's broke. But I'm gonna put it to you like this: if it got you there, then maybe you were doing something right. Which brings to my point: which balance? You got balance in your life. You know, too much or whatever it is can take you down. You know what I'm saying? Too much TV can make you a couch potato. Too much football can take your mind off of the world and just focus on football. Too much baseball, the same thing. Too much money, the same thing. You might become greedy, and that's, you know, it's not the money. It's not the root of all evil, but it's the root of money of all evil. Like I said on my prior show, there's two types of broke. Sometimes you can get so broke and you can get so fed up with it that you start pursuing success. You start doing anything and hurting anybody just to get it because you want to be successful and you don't want to be broke right now. You know what I'm saying? So you want to go out there and you can tell all your friends, miss me all you want, but if you don't have a right balance, then telling too many people to miss you, you're going to end up missing everybody. Now you're going to be by yourself. So you got to have the right balance as well. But those coming around that's hating, tell them to mess you with that, but understand, you got to have the right balance. You got to understand that too much money, and it was not really too much money, but the love of too much money can take you down under. Not just drugs, all right? So not just drugs, all right? So the love of too much money. So tell them to mess you with that. You know what I'm saying? So let's go. And think about this. For all them little teenagers that's running around there and then people that's in their mid-20s, that's kind of, it ain't even a midlife crisis. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people, we can play so much sports or we can be consumed in doing so much art or whatever it is that we forget to lose a sense of self. So most of the people don't know what they really want to do anyway. Most people go to high school, get their diploma, then may some go to the military. Some people go to high school, get their diploma. Some people go to college. Some people go to high school and go straight to the NBA. Some people go to high school and go to the Naval Academy. Some people go to high school, or some people don't even finish high school and go get into the entertainment industry. I just now got into the world of DJing, and which I'm a local DJ out here in Lubbock, Texas. Shout out to 104.9 The Beat. You know what I'm talking about. And most of those people had been doing they've been in that industry ever since they've been 15 or 16 years old, so that's really who they are. But sometimes you lose yourself once you get into something involved early, and then you be like, well, shoot, well, I'm going to put it to you like this. Most people play football. They be like, man, I ain't nothing without football. Nah, son, slap yourself. Kill yourself. Stop yourself. Choke yourself in the throat. Don't just say football ain't nothing. Don't just say you're nothing without football, but football is nothing without you. You bring the football to light. You bring the people in the stands so people can come watch football. You the one put on that jersey so people can have a job. You the one. The football is not the one. You the one. Softball is not the one. You the one. Soccer is not the one. You the one. And a lot of people, I might make a lot of people mad right here, but, you know, let's make it right. Sore, saving our athletes respectfully. It's faith-based. Yes, I love Christ. I'm a Christian. I love God. I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. Too much God can cause you to go astray. Too much. Because you start looking too much into a situation. You might think it's the devil, but it's really your wrongdoings and wrong thinking. Everybody's not bad. Everybody don't want to steal. Everybody don't want to kill. Everybody don't want you to miss them. And when I say miss them, everybody's not going to come at you in a negative way. It's just the way you're perceiving them. And so, because everyone adds to your life. Everyone. Somebody might come at you and cuss you out. Okay? But they might do it in purpose, in public. But that don't mean that you got to retaliate and cuss them out. What that means is you got to learn from them to just take a deep breath, have most people say, be a man, but most people don't understand how hard it is being a man, so let your skin be a little darker than the next man and see how harder it is for you to hold your breath and keep somebody from disrespecting, especially in front of your family. Then you'll see how hard it is. You don't know what that person has been through or what it took for him to get there, so don't mess me with that. Woo. If I was Kevin Hart right now, I'd tell him, shoot fire on these homies. Yeah, that's right, because I'm coming with it right now. You don't know what somebody's been through in order for them to walk through that door. You don't know what somebody's been through in order for them to bring up the courage to come and say, hey, you don't know. Right now, miss me with that. Miss me with that. Just alone in 2014. Just along right now in 2014, I've been moving, I've been going up, I've been going down, I've been going side, east, west, north, south, and right now I got an opportunity to keep going because it don't matter what somebody threw at me, I kept going. It didn't matter what somebody said I couldn't do, I told them, miss me with it. That's why I'm still right here hitting you with it. Let's get it. Say when athletes respectfully. My name is Peter The Rock Richardson. You heard me? So continue to soar, no matter what you done or what you been through. Life's about making your dreams come true. You got this. Don't tell nobody what you're going to do. Just show them what you did. Because honestly, don't nobody care what you're going through. They just want results. America, this is a country of money. If America is not, if the government is not profiting off of you, then they really don't care. Man, I spent numerous of hours trying to find a positive story to bring to you today. Numerous hours to find a positive story. If you think I'm lying, go Google positive current events and see how many positive stuff comes up. No one, they talking about this Ebola. What's up with this Ebola stuff coming on? Man, everything here in America is so freaking grimy. Grimy. There's no love. They say show no love. Love will get you killed. But love conquers all. Love conquers all. Without love, what do we got? Hate. Without sun, what do we got? Dark. Without black, what do we got? White. Well, first people on earth was black. I'm sorry. Do your research. If you really want a real challenge, go read the book of Genesis. And try not to get confused. If you want to know where the colors come from, go back to elementary school. Everything starts from black. I'm not saying one is better than the other, but I'm just telling you, get your statistics right. You heard me? Get your statistics right. But back to the point. Tell whoever's bringing something to you, tell them miss you. Miss me with it. Miss me with it. But I did come across one story. One story that just really caught my eye. 17-year-old Abby Showgrass. I'm not gonna give a location. I'm not gonna do anything like that. But 17-year-old, Abby Showgrass, heard some commotion going on in Walmart, went over there and just learned some CPR, and you know how you are when you first learn something. At least when you're from the hood, when you first learn something, you want to show it off. You want to tell somebody, oh, I know how to do this, or you can't wait. Just like Kevin Hart said, he just learned how to take a gun out of somebody's hand. When they was getting robbed, he was like, "Oh, he must have know what I was taught to do." he must have know what I was taught to do. Yeah, but anyway, she ran over there. She gave CPR to that girl, revived that girl, and now what? That girl has another chance at life. Another chance at life. So instead of somebody telling that little girl that don't do CPR, you ain't going to know how to do it, you're going to kill somebody, she might say, miss me with that, and then went and saved a life. So no matter what somebody said, tell her, miss you with that. You ain't got no time for that. Man, keep it moving, keep it going, because if it ain't all about soaring, if it ain't all about getting better, then I don't want nothing to do with it. But let's get into the news. I'm gonna leave you up with some news going on. If you guys got cable and was watching the Lifetime story, you guys might have ran into the Aaliyah movie. Aaliyah. If anybody don't know who Aaliyah is, she's probably how can I put it like this? In the African American world, she's like Selena in the Hispanic world. Let's just put it like that. She was before her time, and probably the baddest. When I say the baddest. When it came to looks and singing, a lot of people hated on her while she was alive. I remember being up in school, a lot of people hating on her. I remember watching 106 in Park whenever her plane went down. People were still hating on her, talking about, well, she really ugly. She got her hair in front of her eye. Man, who cares? Go kill yourself. Stop hating. Tell her, miss me with that. Miss me with that. But anyway, she died at the age of 22 years old. She was a princess of R&B. And two artists who was really highly disappointed because allegedly the Lifetime, who wrote the movie, actually did not consult her family, this is just allegedly now, did not consult her family, did not have the real R. Kelly or Missy Elliott Timbaland, I'm sorry, involved in the movie. Then the choreographic was nothing. If you guys seen that Crazy, Sexy, Cool TLC, it was nothing like that because they hit the nail right on the nose. But this Aaliyah, I'm so sorry, man. And now it's all over social media. You got Timbaland mad. Well, he's upset. Missy Elliott upset. But most importantly, they're upset because of her family. So hopefully there's going to be another one coming at. Let's get a ha-ha for them. Ha-ha. And right now, another celebrity news is we got Solange Knowles. I bet everybody's like, well, who is that? Unless you probably grew up in my era, then you might know who it is. But Solange Knowles, she's the sister of my wife, Beyonce Knowles. Yeah, who's married to Sean Carter, which he's the second best rapper after me. Nah, that was a joke. But Solange Knowles, the sister of Beyonce Knowles, she just married a dude named Alan Ferguson. So, okay, Solange Knowles, she's 28 years old. Alan Ferguson. This guy's 51. They had an all-white wedding. Beyonce was looking there looking flawless, as she is. Jay-Z was up there looking swagged out, looking like he was trying to walk like Denzel. But it's just me. But, hey, you got Solange Knowles. And if you guys don't know, I'm surprised there was no heat going on in this wedding. I didn't see no pictures of Solange Knowles and Jay-Z, but I'm sure they're out there. But if you guys don't know, Solange Knowles actually got back in the media a few months ago after tagged Jay-Z in the elevator. But what Beyonce say? Of course some stuff going down when there's $1 billion in the elevator. So yeah. Well, good thing that they kick things out, you know, everything seems to be cool, but what family don't have problems, right? You know? So but I did not see Kim Kardashian and Kanye there. But hey, That's none of my business. But I did see, man, also on the news, Kim Kardashian actually just throws up a peace sign and it just blows up the internet. What's up with that? Is that what we come to? Is that what we come to nowadays? I can't find some positive news on the world on the internet, but I can find Kim Kardashian throwing up the peace sign and everybody is just loving it. What's up with this world? Man, we need to get it together. And don't forget, it doesn't matter what you've done and what you've been through. Life's about making your dreams come true. And don't forget. Somebody come up in your face hating on, saying you can't do something, tell them, miss me with it. Today is Miss Me Mondays. So, whatever. If you're eating on your lunch break, tell them, miss me. If somebody tell them that your food at, man, miss me with that. Then I'm telling you, you can't go to your friend's house because y'all want to go do an extra 100 set of push-ups. Tell them, sorry, mama, but my homework's done. Miss me with that. If your pop's telling you something, tell them, if your pop's telling you that, he won't take you out to the track so you can go out and run in the snow. So don't miss me with that. I'm going to tell you one thing, man. I got off work yesterday probably about 11, got home about 11:45, and, man, I just couldn't help it. I just couldn't help it because not every day you get a chance to run in the snow. Not every day you get to run in the snow. So, I went on, put on my little tech gear, and, shoot, I went. I didn't run a mile, but it was probably close. It was cold, but I had to get out there, and, you know, I got my blood flowing and got my mind going. That's why I'm still here with you today. Tell him, miss me with that. You can't do it. Miss me with it. All right, that's all I'm hit you with today. And this week, if you guys here in Lubbock, Texas, I got some former Red Raiders that's going to be on the show. I got the former Lubbock Avalanche Rec'em 24/7 sports editor gonna be on the show. I got the K-Mac news anchor gonna be on the show Wednesday night at 11 a.m. So that's when you want to tune in. I got some very inspirational people that's gonna be on the show. So I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out. I hope you guys enjoy my show for today. I had some couple technical difficulties, so I couldn't bring in the music with the little entertainment. But let me get some feedback. Tell me if you just love to just hear me talk. But right now, Peter Richardson, Peter the Rock Richardson, owner and soul creator of Saving the Athletes Respectfully. You're going to catch me again on Wednesday morning, get it in. I got my interview that's going to kick off at 10 o'clock that night. I got an interview that's gonna kick off at 11 o'clock that morning. I'm giving you a tour day, just like sports, baby. So just like that, my name is Peter Richardson. Owner, soul, creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully, and I'm out. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. So no matter what people say or what people think of you, it's only one thing that you really control, and that is your attitude. The thing that's in between the two of your ears, it's only the attitude. So no matter what, baby, go ahead and soar, keep your head up, and no matter what, you can do it. You can do it. You guys have a great day. Peter Richardson, logging off of Saving Athletes Respectfully, baby. Let go. I don't even know.